Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It is a busy afternoon on the roads, I'm afraid. Buccleuch northbound through about Olifantsfontein, all of that running slow. And a pair of crashes between the N3 on the N3 between Geldenhuys and Kalulis in both directions being affected.
Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya has confirmed that the government is engaging with the city of Johannesburg over the proposed renaming of Sandton Drive to Palestinian politician Leila Khalid due to diplomatic sensitivities. This comes as the US has expressed concerns about the name change.
I mean, of course, the president is concerned about the current state of relations with the United States. And the president is on record saying he will lead the intensification of engagements between ourselves and the various levels of the Trump administration to iron out whatever issues that there are.
The KwaZulu-Natal High Court in Durban has postponed the case against former President Jacob Zuma's daughter to 14 August for a pre-trial hearing. Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is accused of inciting violence during the July 2021 unrest. And the Rwanda-backed M23 armed group has taken control of a key mining hub in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The seizure of the town of around 60,000 people marks the farthest west the group has advanced into the DRC's interior since it emerged in 2012. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 5.
We start off with some football news. Japan became the first team to qualify for the 2026 World Cup after second half goals from Daichi Kamada and Takefusa Kubo gave them a 2-0 victory over Bahrain earlier today. The runaway Asian Group C leaders failed to sparkle on a chilly night in Saitama until Crystal Palace forward Kamada pounced for the opener, and that was in the 66th minute. Gwena Mapaka may just be poised to be one of the big stars of the new season in the Indian Premier League for the Rajasthan Royals this time around. In January, the 18-year-old became the youngest ever to play Test cricket and make his debut for South Africa in the New Year's clash against Pakistan, and that was in Cape Town. The teenager had his first taste of IPL cricket last year when he made his debut for the Mumbai Indians at the age of 17. Former SA Rugby CEO Yuri Roux is out of legal options, and his long-standing dispute with the University of Stellenbosch has come to an end, and he must now pay back the institution a 37 million rand plus some interest. And the Constitutional Court of South Africa dismissed Roux's application for leave to appeal, leaving him with no other options. And in a decisive move for the upcoming Women's Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, Banyana Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis announced a full-strength squad with two friendly matches against Malawi that are scheduled for the 5th and the 8th of April. The national women's team are ramping up their preparations for the defense of the Women's Africa Cup of Nations crown that they won last time around, and this time it's going to be hosted in Morocco from the 5th to the 26th of July. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Tanya, Twanin, Lindom, game. Lindom, game. Game start.
Ah, pati, pati. 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 Kissy face, kissy face. Sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red hearts, red hearts. That's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can feel.
It's whatever.